Welcome to the hturners.com podcast, a podcast provided to help you become part of the generation that ends this age. In this podcast, we will have Brother Tom Goetz introduce a series of episodes called Flee and Pursue.
Today we come to a series of talks that we're going to give and produce for the hturners website under the general subject of Flee and Pursue. This subject is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, where Paul charges his young co-worker Timothy, "But flee youthful lusts, and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." The purpose of this series is to equip, supply, and energize the young people in the Lord's recovery and His loving seekers all over this earth to stand against this evil age and to rise up and be useful in the Lord's hand to bring Him back. Flee and pursue indicates two sides of one thing. Concerning the age, concerning the lust within us, the age without and the lust within, we need to flee. Concerning Christ, we have to pursue. To an outsider, it may look like the same thing. He's running, he's fleeing, but actually in his fleeing, there is a pursuing. In the book of Judges, chapter 5, it records two verses, verses 15 and 16, and it says that in the divisions of Reuben, there were great resolutions of heart, and in the divisions of Reuben, there were searchings of heart. These two verses indicate that they made not only a great resolution, which is to make a great decision, but also that they had great searchings, and that means that they were devising a plan. The purpose of these talks is to help us not only to make a great resolution to be useful to the Lord, but also to devise a plan for us to make it through the coming years. We know the age we live in is a very dark age. We know we need protection from it. Outside are the corruptions of immorality, the corruptions in the schools, the corruptions with our friends, the corruptions in the music, the corruptions on the internet. Everywhere we turn, whether it's the television, the movies, the entertainments, the music, everywhere is full of corruption. And this corruption seems to be so dark, even getting darker and darker, faster and faster. Not only is there corruption outside of us, but there is the lust within us. Corresponding to the outward corruption is the inward lust, the desire within us in our flesh for these things. But these things will damage us and will ruin us and may even cost us our usefulness in the Lord's hand. How we pray and seek the Lord, that even in the midst of such a dark age, the Lord would raise up a generation of loving seekers, the generation that seeks the Lord, the generation that brings Him back. We believe that at the end of this age, there will be such a generation as this, a generation that will stand against the current of this age, that will rise up in opposition to it, will become an anti-testimony against the dark age, and will become a bright light, even luminaries, in the midst of a crooked and perverted generation shining in the world. We trust the Lord for this, we pray desperately for this, and we hope and expect that each one of you listening to this podcast today will have such a resolution within them to be such a young person and part of the generation that brings the Lord back. When Paul wrote to his young co-worker Timothy, he was describing the age at that time, and in chapter 3, he says this, chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, "But know this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, non-lovers of good, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God." The difficult times spoken of in these verses are the times when mankind is thoroughly spoiled and fully occupied by Satan. These verses describe the age we live in today. In fact, the age at the end of the first century was very similar to the age we live in today. This was the time when Paul wrote to his young co-worker, Timothy. Paul not only told Timothy that he needed to flee, he also told Timothy that he needed to pursue. He needed to pursue what? Righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. To pursue righteousness is something concerning himself. He had to be right with God. He had to be right with man. He should pursue this. Pursue to be right with his things. Right with God and right with man. Paul told him to pursue faith. Faith is our organic union with the Lord. This is to be joined to the Lord through faith, joined to the Lord in our mingled spirit. Paul was telling Timothy, you have to pursue this kind of faith that links you and joins you to the triune God, that you could be one with him and you could even live him. Pursue this, Timothy. Pursue this. In such a dark age, this is what we focus on. This is what we concentrate on. Third thing he told Timothy, he had to pursue love. Love is toward others. Love is toward mankind. Just as God so loved the world, he told Timothy, you need to have the love of God in your being. The love for mankind, the love for the saints, love for the church. Out of this kind of love, you would preach the gospel. You would pray for them. You would serve them. You would be so burdened for them. This was Paul's charge. Righteousness, faith, love, and finally peace. The fourth item is peace. And this is the resulting condition of a person who lives in the realm of righteousness, faith, and love. He will be at peace, inwardly at peace. Peace with God, peace with man, peace with himself. This was Paul's charge to Timothy, to pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. And then he told him, you need to pursue with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. You know, some of us, we call on the Lord, but we call because we're going to have a test that day and we want a good score. Or we call on the Lord because we're tired and we need to make it through another period of time. We call because we're sad. We call because we're discouraged. We may call on the Lord because we have so many needs and so many desires. We may call on the Lord, but do we call on the Lord out of a pure heart? When Paul told Timothy to call on the Lord out of a pure heart, he was telling him, a pure heart is a heart that's unmixed. It's a heart that just loves the Lord. It loves the Lord because he's lovely. It seeks the Lord because he's beautiful, because he's awesome. This is the kind of heart, this is the kind of calling we need. We need to call on him because he's worthy of our praise. We call on him because he's the most wonderful one. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, oh Lord, I call on you. I call on you because you are precious, because you're lovely, because you satisfy. I call on you to gain you. I don't need anything else. I just need you. I call on you not because of what you can give me or what you can do for me. I call on you because I love you and I only want you. You are my goal. You are my satisfaction. You are my peace. You are my rest. I call on you for you. This is what it means to call on the Lord out of a pure heart. And then Paul told Timothy, not only do you need to call on the Lord out of a pure heart, but you need to call with those. Oh, with those. Timothy, in such a dark age outwardly, with the youthful lust within, you need some companions. You need those. With those. Oh, how strong, how encouraging, how supplying, how enlightening are these two words. With those. With those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. You know, young people, we have to realize we will never make it by ourselves. God ordained that we are members of a body. We are members one of another. And we cannot make it by ourselves. alone, we become really easy for Satan to defeat. But when we have some pursuing companions, we become so strong. In Ecclesiastes, Solomon says, two are better than one, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. How we need to be grouped together. We need at least one companion, someone that we can call on the Lord with. Now, young people like to have friends, and their friends are what they may consider as their companions. But their friends may not be this kind of companion, the kind of companion that they can pursue the Lord with. You may have a friend who you can talk to, who you can open up to, who you can share with some of your secrets, some of your heart. You could talk to them about sports, the worldly things. You may gossip about others. But do you have a companion in the Lord who you could pursue Christ with, even call on the name of the Lord with? Young people, you need a companion that you can pray with, someone who you could call on the Lord with. This is a desperate need. The young people need to be grouped. They need to be companionized. They need others, others that they could pursue with. You have to pray this, even today, even right now, as we conclude this little talk, how we need to pray, Lord, give me a companion, someone I can call on your name with, someone who I could pursue with. Give me a companion in my school. Give me a companion in my city. Or, Lord, give me a companion in my country, someone I could call, someone I could Skype, someone I could call on the name of the Lord with. Oh, make this your prayer. Make this your resolution. Make this part of your plan. This is your plan for you to flee and pursue at the end of this age. Well, saints, this is all for today. But never forget, we are the generation that will close this age.